WQ2, over.
WQQ, K4VWA.
Hang on there a minute, I'm trying to call somebody. KN4WQQ, KN4VWA.
Yeah, good to see you woke up, KN4WQQ.
Well, hang on a second now. I'm only going to make certain claims, and my claim this morning is only semi-conscious.
Normal.
That's all, folks. Hey, let me step out. Hey, talk to Chandler. Good morning, Chandler. And talk to Chandler for just a minute while I step out and grab my mail here at the end of the driveway, and then I'll be rolling my way.
Good morning, I'm dead. My name is Ken, Charlie Hotel, but I think it's nice to meet you, sir. What's your name?
Something about Charlie.
He goes by Chan. How you doing, Chandler? Oh, K4VWA, I'm back.
Doing all right, Steve. I'm not reading at 5 watts with a handheld connected to a mag mount antenna. In my personal vehicle, I'm out working in Templeton today. How do I sound?
Well, all right, bud. You're in there solid on the repeater, perfectly copyable. Yep, doing pretty good. Well, Steve, are you on your way? Cool. I just left the house, which means I ought to be there by about 10 or 15 after. And I got a trailer on the back with a little surprise for Bill, so... and I got to go get some tire work done, so I hope there's going to be enough of a space down there where I can park.
Remember, right, there is a big parking lot. Yeah.
All right. Well, good enough. Well, Chandler, why aren't you at work, boy?
Well, I am at work, we're just not actively in the room right now. The lineman is going to be in a parking lot for a couple of hours doing a pole in the backyard. So I figured I'd attack my mag mount to the roof of my truck and see if I could make some QSOs on 610. Sounds interesting. What are y'all up to? I know y'all are hitting somewhere. What are y'all up to?
Talking to you.
Should we tell him what we're up to this morning?
Yeah, go ahead. You got a good explanation for it.
We're going to go over, and I'm not going to tell you where, but we're going to meet up with the rest of our new battalion, the 4th Regiment, and this afternoon, we're going to ride up to Washington, D.C., and we're going to clean house on that place. If they've been in office more than one term, we're going to get them.
Hey, you know what? Tell Lindsey Graham, do me a favor and tell Lindsey Graham to get his old gray haired butt out of suit and let somebody else take over.
Blessing, I tell you what. No, I tell you. You know the greatest thing that could happen to this country? Term limits.
Yeah. Be there for 8 years. They should be like that to everybody. And why make rules like that on one person and not impose them on anybody else? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that was so that we wouldn't have a voted in king, you know, like we had with old Roosevelt. You know, I think the same thing should apply. The same thing should apply to those idiots in Congress and the Senate too. That way, we would be back at the original founders' concept of citizen service. And Wouldn't that be, well, I got to add one more thing to it. Term limits and a forced balanced budget.
I can understand the term limits.
Second thing was a balanced budget.
So the country wouldn't be spending too much at one time. That makes sense.
You know, hey, we don't get to spend more than we get, so government should be the same way. Well, so, Steve, where are you now?
Spartanburg, I'm on 29.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. I had to change out a drawer slide. The new one is.
You old dog, you. You wait till I tell your better half.
Hey, Steve. The other Steve wouldn't happen to be the owner of a Chevy, would he?
Down in the weeds just a little bit, I heard something about, am I the owner of a Chevy? And if that's what you ask, yeah, I am driving my Chevrolet. I like to count on getting there.
That part, but I'm talking about the other Steve, that he has a Chevy.
Big negative. I never had a Chevy. I was more of a Ford man.
No.
Ford also stands for fix or repair daily.
Yes, it does. And I wonder how much Steve has had to fix his truck.
Soon we forget whose Chevrolet was in the shop for 2 months.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least it's better than an Audi.
Absolutely. What a piece of junk.
You have that thing in the shop for a transmission, Steve.
They were almost charging me admission to the snack bar.
They should have been paying you to be patient.
That thing was in the shop more than it was on the road.
Oh, that one.
Problem, a transmission?
The drive shaft and I don't know. It was a mess.
What happens when you try to engineer things on the edge of tolerances? You know, they're really fantastic when they roll off the showroom floor, but after you've pushed them a couple of thousand miles, those tolerances open up a little bit and things stop functioning the way they were supposed to.
Wallace, I always wanted to know.
And Audi never has figured out software properly. You know, those things are all software-driven now, the transmission. And if you get a glitch on a sensor, hey, you're just SOL.
Greer's out in big force now, guys. The Greer police are out watching.
Well, sure, you're not speeding, Steve. That shouldn't be an issue.
Whenever they get out like that, they're looking for blinker violations. Even if you use your blinker to change lanes, they'll write you up for sudden lane change or changing lanes too fast. They'll write you up for just holding your mouth wrong. As you can tell, I don't care for the police department in the city of Greer. The city of Greer police department is a fundraising arm of the city.
That little courthouse they have, too.
Not right. And, you know, I was listening to WORD back a couple of months ago, and they said that what the police in Georgia are doing, that this comes all the way down from, it's coming up from local conservative politics, people in power, like in local government. They're using school zones to give people tickets when it's really not an active school zone. And I heard that on the Eric Erickson show. And, you know, I don't agree with that. That's downright dirty, and it's not honest at all.
What it's all about, don't you? Money, money, money. That old rock and roll song's got it nailed down right, Bubba.
There's other ways to make honest money doing stuff like that.
I mean, the city of Greenville has figured out they're trying to raise their sales tax over there another penny.
It's actually more than a penny. I was listening to WORD yesterday. You're bringing it up like, what, $15?
At a certain point, it just gets stupid. So, anyhow. Well, listen, guys, I am on my way down. Where are you at now, Steve?
The hospital.
For?
I went past the hospital.
I'm trying to remember which hospital.
It's called. It's on the right there, going towards Greenville.
Does it look like a huge campus that looks more like maybe a 5 or 6 story building?
Some about a dental something on the front.
I don't know where you are now. I can't remember a hospital. Well, there's the old Allen Bennett, but it's gone. It's a Dodge place now.
Well, I'm just passing Leon Hicks.
We're especially on the right.
I just passed Leon Hicks Insurance on the right.
Up the hill there towards D&D Ford. I take that back. Where D&D Ford used to be, you're fixing to go up the hill where, what's their face? Culver's is now.
Yeah, I passed Culver's.
All right. Well, they're rebuilding Highway 357, and I've had to take a shortcut around, you know what, Egypt, and, that's going to put me out a little bit longer, but I'm on my way. I think I'm just about to get down onto Waithampton Boulevard. Do you remember that big 7-Eleven at Vern Smith Parkway? I'm going to pop out there in just a couple of minutes.
I'll make it today.
Welcome to, as in mentally or physically?
Mental. It's a mental thing.
I hear you. Uh-huh. All right. Well, like I said, I'm on my way.
Wow. Please give us a shout out on 98.9. I'm sure there's going to be people up there talking to you.
What's up, yeah? I'm going to jump on off here and see if I can navigate out through these country roads to get over there. So I will catch both of you later on. KN4BWA. Lost in the country. Clear.
Roger. 73, Steve. KFMWWZ.
WQQ 73.
Why WQQ? KFMWWZ.